All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing on a Thursday in the big city? It's The Usual Suspects. We'll take you for the next 3 hours from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on ESPN 97.5. And you know how we do. We appreciate you being Usual Suspects and taking us along for the ride and keeping us on your dial during your busy work day. With that being said, Barry out doing some comedy. Let me get this right now, Nick. He is in El Paso.
Correct.
Okay. Barry's in El Paso, which means my man Cody Stutes is sitting to my right filling in for Barry. Nick, as you've heard, is behind the glass and kicking ass, getting ready to do what we need to do for the next 3 hours. So everybody here present and accounted for. Safe travels to our friend Barry as he continues to kick some tail. Doing some comedy, fellas, catching up. What's going on? Cody, I know what's going on with you. You probably had a little indigestion last night because you were very passionate about the potluck.
I was very passionate about the potluck. I'm a big fan of the Thanksgiving office potluck.
Indeed you were, because we were texting the other night and you went, you reminded me of a potluck, and I went, what potluck? And you're like, what potluck? Come on. It's the Thanksgiving office potluck on Wednesday.
And I know. Like,
I had no idea. I was not prepared. I had to ask what to bring. But you were, let me say this. Were you passionately upset that I did not try your corn dish?
I was passionately upset you didn't try the
corn
dish.
You pushed it at me twice.
Yes, and you didn't try it either time.
I did not. I refrained.
Was that what was in the kitchen that we were looking at?
No. There's still leftover potluck stuff in the breakout room over across the hallway.
Has it been sitting there overnight?
Well, see, that's the reason why I said I refused to try it, and I didn't know if it was his dish or not. I didn't want to offend him.
No. The corn stuff didn't last very long.
But do we know what's been sitting out? Has been sitting out overnight, or if someone was very smart, refrigerated it, made sure we avoid salmonella and other diseases?
I don't know about the chances of that. I don't know.
Because I heard Fred at the start of their show say he forgot to eat yesterday and he was going to go eat. But by then, he had said everything was just sitting out in the kitchen. He was like, I went for a roll because I know it was the safest and it was wrapped.
It's packaged.
So I would say that if you were going to border either way, you should probably take the high road and stay away.
Yeah. I would not chance it on day after potluck. But day of, it was fantastic.
Yeah, I asked you about it. I asked you if the turkey or the ham was good. You said all of it. All of it was good.
All of it was good.
I just had the mac and cheese.
I'm not arguing. I do realize that when I thought the cleaning crew would be the only people still in there, you were still monitoring and you were the hall monitor for the buffet line to make sure people progressed, stayed in their lane, ate your corn. I get it.
If I'd got up and tried to leave when you were walking in there, it'd been a bad deal. I was feeling it yesterday. I didn't eat again. I ate one meal yesterday.
Okay. You were feeling what? Because, I mean, you were comfortable in there. But
But the turkey, the ham.
What did you have, Joel? Did you have some of the turkey?
I just had turkey.
Yeah. Was it good?
Yeah. I mean, look, by the time I got in there, there was like three carcasses with a few little remnants on it.
Right.
But I did sample both the smoked turkey and the regular turkey, and it was good. I heard rave reviews on the ham. I know Lance had knives in his hand and told everybody to get the hell away from him because he was cutting it and the turkeys, but I guess from what I've heard, everything meat-wise was
really
top
good.
Shelf.
The ham was delicious.
Was it?
Yep. It's very good. Very good. You didn't even try. I mean, I know you're not like a sweets or dessert guy.
That's my man, Nick.
You didn't even try my awesome dessert that I brought.
So you brought more than one thing.
Of course I brought more than one thing.
Well, hey, look, man, if he's going to participate, you might. Well, that is nice of you. I didn't bring more than one thing, but
I was going to say, Nick and I walked in. We were both just very happy that we each brought one thing. You brought more than one thing.
Of course I brought more than
bread
one
rolls.
Thing.
That's all I brought.
And Fred must be happy with you because you brought the rolls.
Rolls is always a safe move.
I brought the gourmet cookie tray. Michelle McDonald said they were outstanding. I'm happy to have pleased people. But I'm just not going to bring two things.
Yeah, well, I brought two.
Corn and what else?
I brought, it's a brownie with peanut butter mousse and chocolate on top.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
It actually does sound pretty good.
It was really good.
Did you make it?
Well, I mean, my mom made it.
Well, hey.
Okay.
It's homemade.
Probably better.
Yeah, exactly.
Better for the peeps.
She's
mom
the expert.
Made it.
Yeah. You think I'm in there knocking this stuff out? It wouldn't be near as good.
It's possible.
It wouldn't be near as good. I do like to cook, though.
Lance is a foodie. So we know Lance cooks and watches chefs fight and does all kinds of things.
Yeah. What a crazy
If you don't know
story.
What we're talking about, go to Culture Map. The entire article's there. That was an interesting evening out. Yeah. But Lance hobnobs with the highest of high chefs in this town. He eats highfalutin meals. And by the way, he is the king of making sure. And if anyone has extra food in this office, he's getting it. He has never once offered me anything. But I guarantee you that every single time when I've looked out for him and brought food in and said, hey, you need to try this, or we've brought this in today or stuff like that, he is first in line.
I don't doubt that. Radio guys are normally like that. I'm guilty of that, too. I've been first in line and a lot of free food that's been passed around.
Oh,
let's be honest.
You slap free in front of anything?
Yeah, I'm there.
Radio people are there.
Yeah.
Fast.
Yes.
Real
yeah,
fast.
I wouldn't even sell it short to say just radio people. Broadcasting people in general.
You
that's
know what?
True.
I mean, let's not lie to ourselves. Everybody loves free stuff.
Yeah,
that's why the rich seats fight each other for free T-shirts.
Calvin Murphy told me when I first came to the Rockets, if it's free, it's me, and I'll take three.
Yep.
And that is legitimately, he stuck to that.
Fights go down for free T-shirts. I'll fight you for wings. Chicken wings, I'll be the first in line.
Do you throw
chicken
a chicken
I'll
wing
throw down.
To get a chicken wing?
I might.
I could
you
see
try
that
to
happening.
Take my barbecue wings.
Barbecued wings.
Sweet barbecue wings.
Have you ever put a cross-faced chicken wing on somebody to get chicken wings?
I've never gone that far. I'm an appropriate person. But hot, spicy, barbecue.
Wait. First of all, that statement is completely
I'm professional.
False.
I wouldn't do something like that.
That may be, you're bordering on that. But the first one, come on. Let's just be real.
Okay.
Because Trey is terrified of you. With
no,
good
he's
reason.
Not. He's
yes,
here
he
every
is.
Monday.
He's terrified.
He's here every Monday.
And he's terrified of you. If you even raise your voice, like you're trying to tell us to get back in the studio, he's running for the exit.
Look, he suggested, look, could I shadow you every Monday? And just kind of learn and see what you do. And I was like, totally. And he was here every Monday, except okay. for that one Cowboys game.
He's
or that race or whatever he was doing.
Because he's even said it to me on several occasions. He doesn't want to ruffle your feathers.
Well, what did that sound like when he said that to you?
I'm like, Trey, are you terrified of Nick? Well, no. Well, Nick is, I just don't want to make Nick mad.
He probably told you I was a good
Nick
guy.
Mad. Nick's a great guy. He's my friend. And
that's
why
Trey.
I'm not going to mess with him.
That's exactly what Trey would say.
Yep.
I have never seen Nick mad.
You're lucky.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, all right.
Can be.
I don't plan on making him mad.
I can be angry.
Nick's got a fuse and a switch, and it can be flipped.
I don't know that I've... I can't remember the last time I got real mad at something. Road rage, sorry. Yeah, road rage.
Oh, that happens.
And
all the time.
Today when the chicken sandwich place told me I couldn't have my proper amount of sauces.
That made you angry?
Ooh.
Did you throw anything?
I wasn't rude.
You're not giving I get it. You're not going to give love because they're not loving sponsoring the station yet.
Sure, sure.
But at the same time, we can probably guess what establishment this was at.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not open on Sundays?
Not open on Sundays.
Yeah, that's all we needed to do.
Yeah, the
all
chicken right. sandwich place not open on Sundays.
Why are they skimping you on the sauce?
I always get my usual order, which is a sandwich, no pickles, well done, large drink, large fry, 8-pack of nuggets, well done nuggets. Okay. And then do you want those
large fry?
Do you want the fries well done, sir? No, I don't want the fries well done. I would have said that. I don't have to say that sometimes, but you know, sometimes when they ask, you know. And then I always get 2 Polynesian. 2 ranch, and 4 honey roasted barbecue.
Why?
And I started listing off the sauces, and the lady goes, oh, no, sir, the new policy, I can only give you 2. And I was shocked.
Are they available if you walk in?
That's what I was in. I was inside.
Oh, you're in the restaurant.
Yeah, I was inside. She goes, yeah, you're going to have to go sit down and then come back and ask for more. And I just looked at her, because I've never been that rattled at the chicken sandwich place because they always just hand the sauces over freely. And I just looked at her. I go, I'll pay for the extra sauces. I just want my sauce. And she goes, oh, okay. So she just puts them in there and hands it to me, and I walk away. And I was like, that was a strange experience.
Did she charge you for them?
No, didn't charge me. I'd already paid. And she didn't charge me for them or anything, but like, there's a sauce limit. I can only give you this many. But if you come back and ask for more, I'll give them to you. Why? You bring me the, like, this is the type of restaurant that, like, encourages you to be lazy. They give you the little thing you put on your table. They bring your food to you. Like, I don't even have to go up there and get it. Why do I have to go back and get my extra sauces?
Nick, have you ever been rattled because of a lack of sauce?
Ketchup once.
Oh, that was you with Whataburger, right?
Correct. They that it's the same Whataburger that I've been going to for years. Like, it's literally open 365. Christmas Day, Thanksgiving Day, New Year's Eve, New Year's.
We're not
never
worried about
closes.
It being open. We're worried about them shortchanging you on the spicy
ketchup.
That
was the first time. And I don't know if it was just a person, but they never were like that. Now, the spot that he's talking about, they're the opposite. Like, they stack the ketchup. The spot that Cody's talking about,
yeah.
They stack the ketchup right there. You don't even have to ask for it. But the sauce.
Well, evidently you.
The sauce. You they're more picky
evidently,
about it.
Even if you do.
You got to tell them what kind and how many.
Ain't getting no sauce.
It was not their pleasure today. Okay.
Wow.
One guy was like, is this, first of all, it's like almost 11:30. And then one guy was like, you still serving breakfast? I was like, bro, where have you been? Like,
Were you ready to erupt, Matt? Or were you just a little
I was probably a little stern when I came back with, I'll just pay for the extra sauces. And she just was like, here, take them.
Okay. Firm and stern.
And then my sandwich wasn't even that well done. So, you know what? I'm done with them in 2018. I'll be back in 2019.
You want it well done to make it crispier?
Well, it's fresh. They gotta redo it if it's well done.
Oh, that's a Raheel move.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, big time. I got you. All right, we're just getting started. If you want to splash about your sauce, we're here for you. Otherwise, we're here for you to talk sports and other things. The HR&P listener line, 713-780-3776. That's the HR&P listener line that gets you through via text and phone call. And, of course, if you want to reach out via Twitter, it's at @Cody_Stoots, Stoots. It's at @TheProducerNick, and it's at @PacManJoel with a K. We are just getting started. Welcome in. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Barry's out. Cody's in. As we continue on a Thursday on The Usual Suspects, of course, Nick is here as well as myself. So we'll have some fun here on a Thursday. Reminder that you fantasy footballers, our main man, Sigmund Bloom, is all ready to go for 2:30 today. And you know the rules as we do them, which means if you would like to talk to Sigmund directly, then you will call right prior to the 2:30 break and line up on phone lines, and we will get you in short order. If you do want your question asked, but you don't want or care to be on the air and ask how we're doing, what you do is you just text or you tweet. And once again, we'll get those questions on the air. But again, priority-wise, phone calls first. We'll get as many as the print messages as possible.
It was almost all phone call people last week, right?
Well, we had a ton. Yeah, we had so many phone call people that we did not get to more than, I'd say, a quarter, Nick, of all the texts and
that
tweets.
Happens a lot.
Yeah.
Because we prioritize the calls first, so... Yeah, I mean, call in. If not, we will read your text or tweet.
If you're a long timer, make it a first time. Get you that fantasy advice. It's, you know, thick of fantasy season right now.
Yeah, I mean, and the other thing is that you will absolutely not even lift a finger to help us. So the fact of the matter is Nick and I will sort through everything we can to do the best job of three people via two, and then you'll join us again in the following segment.
I don't need to help you guys because you're such a well-oiled machine.
First of all, that you can kiss this cheek too, and you're still trying to kiss ass on people that aren't going to have it. And this is why Tracy's another side of Nick, although he's refraining himself this time. I'll be that guy. Because the fact of the matter is that you let us go as quickly as we can, looking like we're frazzled to make sure people don't get screwed and they get their question answered. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, here comes Patrick Mahomes with I got a running back that I got to get in there for this weekend. And I'm like, oh, you're just going to just jump on in when you feel?
I asked him that tight end question one time, and then he crapped all over it and made me feel like an idiot, so I didn't ever ask him again.
Well, his gain is Nick and ours loss, because then we've got one less person to help us fight through the fantasy segment.
Well, you know what? I got a great question for him this week. I'm going to build it up. We only got an hour and 15 minutes till it's go time, and I'll ask him the greatest fantasy question that I could ask him.
Will it involve Kenny Galladay or Galladay?
He jumped all over you that
time. Woo! 2 weeks ago, I took my beating. I can tell you that. So you are not immune, sir. And Nick, hopefully with your revamped fantasy lineup, you will have questions as well.
Oh, by the way, Tarik Cohen had a great week last week, Cody.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
How was Jimmy Graham?
He sucked.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, but I don't have any other tight end, so I have no other choice. But
Jimmy Graham sucked?
But you traded a tight end.
Or did he actually? Did he do that bad?
I think he did decent.
I don't even remember.
Let me guess. Four catches for...
I think it was just two receptions now that you're mentioning stats.
He definitely didn't have four catches.
Why?
Signed over 3.5 catches for Jimmy Graham on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. I was about to say. It sounded like two right when
Sir
you said
that. Sir Bets-A-Lot chimes in. Okay.
Someone on the text line is noting that... the place where Nick has ketchup issues always skimps on the ketchup and that they don't give enough.
Yeah.
Now, who allows you to dabble in the text messages, sir? This has been a point of contention in the last couple of days.
I just want
to point that out.
I thought you wanted me to help.
Yeah, I think you should. I think you should.
I'm over
Feel
here.
Free to help at some point, because basically we've already pointed out how you don't help with fantasy football segments.
I'm over here doing...
So if you want to help, we told you that there is a very system of flagging text-worthy mentions on the air. If there's one that involves us, whether you do it off the air, you can let us know if it's good, bad, or indifferent. Things like that. But don't just blow and go at your own convenience okay. So that Nick and I are, again, right. scrambling to pick up the pieces.
So no machine gun on the text message. Just I got to kind of give you guys like a warning.
Side tip on a Barry front. Don't preview while you read for the very first time. So like the text message comes in and you go, hey, we got a text message. And NASCAR Johnny says he was rolling down the road and go screw your... I'll wait. Yeah. That's happened a few times when Barry previews on the run.
NASCAR Johnny has texted in.
Good man.
He said the
loyal
best,
listener.
The best beer is free beer.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Is there an argument?
I don't think so.
Oh, well, first of all, if there's an argument, it's coming from you, Mr. Soda Pop Connoisseur. You brought some in, by the way, today.
I did. I promised Nick that I would bring him some.
Cherry Zero.
Okay, so we've got Cherry Coke Zero in studio for Nicholas Sharara. Now, before the end of the broadcast, Nick, will you promise that you will participate? You will try it?
Yeah.
With an open mind?
No problem.
Okay.
I will definitely try Cherry Zero.
Cherry Coke Zero.
Well, they call it Cherry Zero right here.
Man, they changed up the name or whatever a couple months ago on Coke Zero. They call it it used to be Zero Coke.
What is the deal with all that? Because then there's a green label Coca-Cola. Nowhere in America should there be a green labeled Coca-Cola. I believe it's like healthy sugar content or something.
The green is sweetened with
Stevia
and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's becoming a thing, though. That's a trend. Because you'll see like these weird like independent Coke manufacturers that use like the healthy version of the sugar, like just like he's talking about right now.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be like healthier, but give a similar taste.
So the Coke commercial where they have the people barbecue and they're like, no, this is the best way to barbecue. No, this is the best way to barbecue.
Yeah.
Watch the commercial because all those people are drinking either Coke or Coke Zero, despite Diet Coke being huge for Coke, which I thought was really interesting to leave Diet Coke out of the advertisement.
Hmm. That is interesting.
And like I said, I can see if you're like in another country and all of a sudden you roll across the knockoff version of Coke and it's green. But the green label, I mean, it's a symbol known around the world. It's Coca-Cola and it's red and white.
Yeah. There's a couple of like bars/restaurants that I've been to in Midtown that'll have these like weird Coke manufacturers sweetened by like a healthy version of sugar, and it tastes pretty good. Like, it doesn't taste that bad.
I'm out.
Now, Lisa's a big Coke Zero drinker, and I will say this. For all the Diet Coke diet products, whether it be Coke, Pepsi, or whatever, that I always thought tasted like ass, I think Coke Zero is the one that got it closest to right.
Agreed.
With getting as close to tasting like the original.
Well, I mean, nothing tastes like Diet Mountain Dew that's like liquid
here
sugar.
Here we go.
I mean, regular
Ricky Bobby over here, regular the connoisseur.
Regular Mountain Dew and Diet Mountain Dew are like totally apart, but Diet Mountain Dew tastes good. It just doesn't taste like Mountain Dew.
Right.
Right.
But I can agree with that.
But your point that Coke Zero actually kind of tastes like Coke is well taken. Well put.
And the other thing was the trainer at my gym was telling me that the Stevia plant, like, even with Equal and things like that, that can actually hurt your metabolism. Stuff that's in there that if you go and like at Starbucks, I get Equal in my coffee. He's like, mix it up and go Stevie if they have it, because it's so much better for your metabolism and for you. I wasn't aware of that.
Huh.
I did not know that either.
There's a tip for you. Speaking of tips, is that Twain? Twain wants to talk about crazy orders at restaurants. Twain, what's up?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
Good. How you doing?
Hey, I just want to tell y'all I had a drive-through experience probably about 2 weeks ago, and we was ordering a couple Sundays, and simple order, two chocolate sundaes, one with peanuts, one without. The first thing that lady said to us in her response was, I need to know which one. And I kind of figured, well, it's a pretty simple order, two chocolate sundaes, one with peanuts, one without. She replied again, sir, I need to know which one you're talking about. I finally looked at my wife and I said, well, I guess the one on the left. I pulled up to a window, and the lady looks at me, and she goes, I can't help you unless you tell me which one. Finally, the manager comes out, and I told the manager, I said, look, is there any way we can get two chocolate sundaes, one with peanuts and one without? And the lady said, well, we couldn't hear you on the intercom. We didn't know what you were saying. And the other lady goes, the one who's actually taking the order, she goes, I still need to know which one they're talking about. I finally got tired and I drove off and said, we might not be going to McDonald's getting any more sundaes for a while.
I was going to bet Dairy Queen. So now at least now we've identified the culprit. That's why people don't go to McDonald's for dessert as much.
I'm surprised the ice cream machine worked.
I mean, that goes back to the whole, where are you guys on the whole hot pie thing from McDonald's?
I'm out.
When I was a kid, that was a big thing.
I haven't tried it, so.
Do they still make them?
I think so, yeah.
They still do the hot apple pie and the hot cherry pies at McDonald's?
I think they just have apple now.
I just know that all they do is take a over-frozen rectangular biscuit and they drop it in the deep fryer, and next thing you know, you got yourself a pie.
It sounds good, but I rarely go there. So.
Yeah.
There's so many more options now, in my opinion.
Thank goodness, right? Because you can also, with the speed and efficiency of a drive-thru, you can get skimped on sauce, but get your meal, and then go somewhere else and drive through to get your dessert. That's the way you do things around here.
Yep.
All right, Twain, we appreciate the call, man. Hey, we're just getting started. Lots to talk about, including sports. Rockets and Warriors tonight from Toyota Center. A good barometer for a team that's trying to get back where they need to be, and a team that, well, even with some combustible things going on internally, continue to roll in the Western Conference and the entire NBA. So that's something we can talk about. We've got Texans Redskins on the horizon, so we've got some football we can discuss, and whatever's on your mind you want to get off your chest, 713-780-3776. You can call, you can text, you can tweet. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
I see your dirty face.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back in to the big show. A half hour into hour number one. It's Barry out, so it's Cody Stutes in with Nick and myself as we continue to roll on. Let's get into a little sports, shall we, boys? I previewed it before the break. A big one tonight at the Big Sequoia. It is the Rockets hosting the Golden State Warriors. And believe it or not, for all the trials and tribulations in the early season of your hometown basketball squad, they are favored tonight against a team in disarray. Lots of combustible tempers and
falling apart at the seams.
Oh, my goodness. This Golden State Warriors team is just awful. They got so much going on, so many problems. And, oh, by the way, they're still about five games ahead of the Rockets. But it's a barometer. Rockets have put back-to-back good wins together, starting with a good home win against the Pacers. They go on the road and they beat a upstart young team in the Denver Nuggets in the Mile High City. And now they come back looking for three in a row and trying to gauge where they are in comparison to the team that they and basically everyone else in the league is chasing, the Warriors. Now, if you were sleeping under a rock for the last couple days and missed it, Draymond Green, Kevin Durant, we talked about it on the show, got into it the other night in Los Angeles. The altercation that started on the bench continued into the locker room, and it escalated to the point where the Warriors felt the need to suspend Draymond Green for the game against the Hawks the other night, and they probably looked at the schedule and went, win, so we can do something to look tough, when in fact, if that game was against a good team, he'd probably have played. But anyway, he's back tonight as he will join Kevin Durant and the rest of the Warriors as they take on the Rockets on the road on a national TV broadcast, too, by the way, on TNT. Anything you guys want to throw in terms of what you foresee happening, or is this thing over, and what's going on with the Warriors before we get into some of the comments from the boys leading into tonight's game?
What's, like, how are we going to view this game as far as, like, honest to God, real measuring stick for the Rockets? Because this isn't full 100% Golden State, but it should be a pretty motivated to prove that nothing's wrong Golden State team. So that kind of makes up for, you know, what you would think about a Golden State team coming in. It's at home, chance to go 500 on the season.
I think the biggest motivation is it's the Warriors. Yeah. And, you know, from the general manager on down, and the owner, and the director of fan security and fine cuisine, Tad Brown, they all are focused on the fact that the only thing that matters is beating the Warriors. And so I think there's enough motivation just by who's in town. But I believe that overall, this would normally be one of those games where the Warriors go, hey, if we win, cool. If we don't, no biggie. And we're just going to continue to press forward. But this is one of those games, because of the altercation between these two guys, and because it's on national TV, which is why I mentioned it, that I think they're going to look to make a statement tonight with the Warriors.
I mean, you take care of the Warriors here, and I mean, the narrative keeps going, and it gets extended. And if for any reason Draymond or Durant looks off tonight, regardless of the reason, you get to keep putting that doubt out there in their brain and in their mind. Because, I mean, isn't this how we all thought about Golden State? Like, the only team that's beating them is themselves, either via injury or something happens.
Nick, go ahead.
I mean, a lot of people would make that argument. And look, it was going to be an asterisk win anyway. You had Steph Curry out. That's going to be out for at least 10 days. He's going to be reevaluated with the groin situation. And then you obviously have the locker room situation. So people are going to probably make this an asterisk win if the Rockets do indeed win. But you have to really subtract, in my opinion, two of those all-stars for you to say they're going to beat themselves, right? Because they've shown that they can do a lot of damage with three of the four all-stars in the game. And they can win and go on long win streaks, and they'll continue to do that. If two key players, I feel like, and if KD is out, that might hurt them the most. But if you have two of those guys out, it's hard to say that they're going to defeat or just win the championship in the event that they're going to be out for a very long time. That's my opinion. But if you get at least three of the four stars and KD's in there, I think they're still championship worthy.
Well, you look at it. Look at what they did before they had Kevin Durant. They were the premier creme de la creme of the NBA, and they still have those guys intact. They have those three guys. Now, for tonight's game, Curry is out, as Nick mentioned. Durant in, Green back, Thompson fine, rest of the roster intact for the Warriors. I think on the flip side, Cody, that you say, hey, if you're the Rockets, you win this game and you keep the Warriors reeling, you get people to keep putting the team under the microscope, wondering if they have problems. On the flip side, if Golden State comes in here and busts the Rockets in the mouth, that's going to send a very, very clear message that, one, ain't nothing wrong here in Golden State, and also, Houston, you have problems to deal with if you want to get to where you were a year ago to try and push us to the limit.
Be a thorn in Golden State's side.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right about that. I mean, a lot riding on a early season game mentally as far as the presentation of the game goes. I mean, if Golden State comes out and it doesn't look like they're all on the same page, and the Draymond and Durant thing looks like it's not working, that's a much bigger deal than if the Warriors beat the Rockets. Because regardless of what the smart guys, the wise guys say, like, the Warriors should beat the Rockets tonight. Like,
I'm shocked the Rockets are favored.
3.5-point favorites.
Yeah, I think they're just giving too much credence to the locker room situation. You still got Draymond Green. You still have KD, right? You still got Klay Thompson. And then you got the bench. And let's be honest, the bench with the Houston Rockets is just not there yet with the Melo experiment, you know, coming to an end. It's just not there yet. He's going to keep a tight rotation probably. And I don't know how that tight rotation is going to work against a Warriors squad. So I'm not saying the Rockets can't beat them. I'm just saying I am kind of surprised that they're favored, considering three of the four stars are still in there and they have a bench as well.
I was going to say, the difference is a team that we've always scrutinized for their one weakness being their bench play and the depth that they have, looks like they have more depth and more talent coming off the pine than the Rockets. And then the Rockets are going to be more shorthanded because Gary Clark is questionable at best with a hip injury. They're dealing with some injury issues off the bench for the Rockets. So that doesn't help matters any. You wonder, Trevor Ariza is gone. Some of you are happy about that. Some of you aren't. But the bottom line is it looks like a guy like P.J. Tucker, who's very much height challenged when it comes to guarding a Kevin Durant, may have to try and step up and do just that. Clint Capella may have to take his shot at a guy like Draymond Green, who's going to be very physical with him. So there's a lot of tests and a lot of things in the early season that you want to take a look at, because it's going to be interesting to see how this thing plays out. Because, like you said, Cody, a regular season game normally doesn't have this motivation on either side. Both sides should be motivated tonight.
It's weird that we can talk about this early in the season, like a moral victory. Because even if let's say it's a 1 or 2 point game when it's all said and done at the end of the night, and the Warriors win this thing, and it feels like they stole one in Toyota Center, you're going to say, oh, okay, moral victory, which is such a weird thing to say for a team that was the number one record in basketball last year.
Yeah, 65.
And then we're 13, 14 games into this thing this season. We're like, hey, moral victory, folks. Golden
Baby
State
steps, brother.
Didn't blow
Baby
them out.
Baby steps. So with that being said, we heard KD the other night. KD talked after the game, said that he and Draymond hadn't talked yet, but he was pretty confident that they'd work it out going forward. Before shoot-around today, Draymond Green had a chance to speak to the media.
We're going to continue to do what we do. And, you know, I'm sorry if that ruins everybody's stories. I know everybody got a job to do. I apologize for ruining y'all's stories if it did, you know, but, you know, if this only makes Kevin, myself, and the rest of my teammates stronger, that's what it's going to do. So, you know, you think you saw something before, good luck with us now. Like, we're not going to crumble off of an argument. We're going to move forward. So that's all I got to say.
You don't have to say anything more, because that is exactly what I was talking about. I hadn't heard that before you just played it, but I can tell you this right now. That tells me all I need to know. Golden State's going to come out there looking to whack some ass tonight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they have to. They have to. That's the only way that people, I mean, if it's true and winning cures all ills, the only time we've seen winning not cure it was Kobe Shaq, when they just were at each other's throats, but they were still a very successful basketball team and they just couldn't get past it. If the Golden State Warriors really are going to be this transcendent, dominant team, then winning very well could cure everything that's going on. I'll say this about Draymond, though. When he messes up or when people are on his case, usually he comes out with a very measured and well-thought-out comment. And today was no different. Like, he nailed it. Like, of all the things you would hope for him to say, oh, over an argument you thought this thing was going to fall apart? Oh, we're going to be better than ever.
He has to, though, right? He has to, because the fact of the matter is, if this thing blows up, if Durant now leaves, he's going to be villain number one for why he left. Everyone's pointing fingers at Draymond. So Draymond has to say something like that and then hope it comes true so that he gets off the hot seat, because people in the Bay Area are going to be plenty pissed off if KD leaves at the end of the year, and who they're going to be pissed off at first is not going to be the upper echelon management of the Golden State Warriors. It's going to be Draymond Green.
That's unfair, but that might be the case. And look, there's a reason why he's signing these short-term contracts, because he doesn't want to commit himself to the team for a very long time. So I don't understand why people, I don't feel like Warriors fans should be upset. You've been winning championship after championship. He was a part of one of them, right? Like, what's the problem? Like, he's part of a couple. So why would you be so upset if he signed somewhere else? I don't get it.
You believe that, Cody? Because here's my thing. My thing is, the only reason why we said this yesterday, the only thing that he's, in my opinion, he's doing the short contracts, he's trying to maximize every single dollar he can get. And he knows shorter the contract with the cap going up, with the max dollars and super max contracts going up, he can continue to cash in. LeBron's doing the same thing.
Wait for the exact moment to strike to get every single bit.
And the other thing, Nick, to your point, though, because everybody measures and he was criticized for being a guy that didn't have a championship and they didn't know if he was going to get one after he and Westbrook started fighting, he kind of calculated this to say, I got the hardware. I was MVP of the two finals that we won and I got the rings. Now, if I want to leave, I can go back to being the man. I want the attention back on me and I want to start focusing now on the LeBron type reputation of being one of the greatest ever now that I've got that on my resume, which I didn't have before.
I mean, he's playing it so many different ways, but he can play it whatever way he wants just because of how good he is because he gets it done on the court, too. Yeah,
no doubt. All right, hey, Marcus, we see you. We'll get you after the break, so hang in there. You want to talk about this KD and Draymond beef. And if you guys want to talk about Rockets or anything else, the phone lines are open, 713-780-3776, HRNP Lister line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Also, a brief reminder, Sigmund Bloom, 2:30 p.m. to talk fantasy football. If you got questions, send them our way. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on the hour number one part of the three-hour extravaganza we call The Usual Suspect. It's Cody Stutes in for Barry Laminack. It's Nick and myself. Marcus has been patiently waiting on hold. We appreciate him. And, well, what do you know? It's perfect because we had just been talking about the Golden State Warriors, the Rockets, KD, Draymond, and he wants to get right in the middle of the fray on that. What's up, Marcus?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? What's going on, fellas?
All good. What's up?
Joe, I want to speak particularly to you because I know you've been around basketball for years with the Rockets and everything. And my question, so I got a couple of things that I want to point out first. So what's more likely? Green, Kevin Durant got into a little spit. Draymond said something that he wasn't supposed to say as far as, like, little disrespectful. Probably didn't disrespect his mom or nothing, but just said something basketball-wise that was disrespectful. Kevin Durant took it to heart. But they're brothers, they good, they move on. Or that it was that same spit, and then Kevin Durant took it to heart and said, you know what, I feel like I want to quit. I don't want to be with this team no more. What's more like? So that's the first thing I want to say. Then secondly, Joe, you've been around basketball a lot. And I've been playing basketball all my life. I'm 32 years old. And I have had real, like, fist fights with brothers on my own team. And then the next week we go to the rec league and kick everybody's butt because we just feel that much closer and stronger together. I don't understand why this is such a big deal that everybody's making it just like a huge, oh, the Warriors going to fall apart because Draymond and I'm thinking this happens way more often than it does. I don't get why this is a huge deal.
Well, Marcus, here's the first thing. We're both the same age, so that's good to know. Second thing is that what you're talking about, and I've been there with you, and I totally agree. I got the same group of guys I play with every Saturday, and their guys will get into it 1 week, and we show up the next week, and everything's good to go. But when you bring business into it, when you talk about playing at the highest level, it's one thing, but when you talk about the paychecks and the egos and the marketing opportunities and all the different things that weigh into this, it magnifies everything to the point where guys don't get over things as easily. And I don't want to say Kevin Durant is soft. I don't want to say that he's a little bitch. But I think that what happened was he went from being everybody's darling, favorite, up-and-coming superstar in Oklahoma City that could do no wrong. And the minute he did the decision too and decided to chase championships instead of doing things the traditional way and sticking with a franchise that stuck by you with a guy that you were drafted, next to with him and Westbrook and trying to make that work. And a team that, quite honestly, fellas, should have beat the Warriors the year. The reason why that team broke up and he skipped town too was he and Russell Westbrook just weren't going to be able to work that out. And that's just another example of what Marcus is talking about. In the rec league, hey, kiss and make up the next weekend. You're good to go if you're on the same squad. In real life, with money and ego and basketball and marketing and all that, that ain't happening. And that's a divorce that's not going to be rectified.
That's a perfect point, because if I go play pickup hoops wherever at the gym that I have a membership, I don't care who's on my team. I'm there to get some running, get some exercise. But if the winning team got, you know, $50 or got a free month at the gym or something like that,
changes things.
Listen, pal over in the corner that can barely dribble, you're not playing with me. I'm a run with these guys.
Okay? Money always changes things.
Yes.
The relationship is completely different. When you have an employer, it's different than when you're just playing with somebody for friend, you know, as a friend. And that's the problem. When you include millions of dollars, when you talk about three other stars on the team that are already committed and they want to be on the team, that's what rubs them the wrong way.
But I have a question, though, because isn't the immediate maximization of funds with Durant, isn't that a staying move? Because can't he just get that?
He can get more money from the Warriors than anybody else.
Right.
Right.
So that's the weird thing of that's why I'm like, if you've seen the social media video where allegedly Durant says, that's why I'm out. Like, it's weird because to be out, you're leaving guaranteed money on the table. But now, I understand that he can get it back in sponsorships.
I was
going to
say, at a certain point when you have the shoe deals that Durant has, that Harden has, that certain people have, that the money is just so great that you're willing to sacrifice a little of that for what means most to you. And we were having this discussion off air this morning in and about here in the station, and I was having it with a few of my friends at Starbucks this morning. And the thing is, it's what's important to you. We know from LeBron James's case that, like, passing Wilt Chamberlain in points last night, he has his sets set high. But he has a clear focus on, I want to be the greatest player to ever play the game. I'm fighting the legend of Michael Jordan. So that means I need more championships than Michael Jordan. I need more points than Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He knows exactly what he wants, right?
Right.
From Kevin Durant's perspective, I don't think he's got his sights set that high and focused on those things. He's focused on, and unfortunately, with all the focus that he has, he's really worried about what people think about him, too.
Yes, but I think that's a big thing.
And he's fragile. So the Westbrook thing got to the boiling point where there was no turning back, and he bailed. And he bailed for the rings and the hardware, and he got it. But now, sitting there having to share the spotlight with three other guys, he's won two in a row, he's got a chance for a third, and he's probably thinking, at the end of the day, I want that focus back on me more. I want to be I want to be more part of a me team again, where it's me and the team, and then I can prove that I can do it outside of that environment as well, and maybe that's what he's more focused on. But, you know, I forget what Marcus's first question was, but I don't think that KD's leaving just because this happened. I think KD's had a pretty clear focus all along on what he wants to do and what he might do at the end of the year. I think it's just it actually has an effect on the Warriors, because if you believe what supposedly Draymond said, it was, you're going to hold us hostage all year, having to answer questions along with you and deal with the fact that you're not going to put it to bed by saying, I'm not going to talk about this, or I'm staying for this year and then I'll deal with my free agency. And so it puts a strain on everybody, that every shoot around and every media availability. Here we go with another Durant question.
And I have to imagine, too, and I don't know how you guys feel, when you think there might be something out there about someone, about you, and somebody else says it, it doesn't sting near as much as when one of your guys says it to you.
Sure.
One of your boys or somebody you trust or like.
Absolutely.
Like, when one of your boys caps on you and you know he's right, like, that one stings. Yep. And I wonder if that's a little bit of this, like, okay, Draymond, like, you're right, you hurt my feelings, but don't say stuff like that.
Yeah, like Matt
that.
Thomas can bust my ass and I don't care. But I'm telling you what, if Barry or Patrick Creighton says some crap going about down. Me, I'm going up and I'm going. hammering him. All right, before we get done with this first hour, let's get some of these other calls in here on the Rockets. Okay, David, you want to get in here on the Warriors fight? What's up, David?
Hey, man, how we doing, guys?
Sports? All good. No, wrong show. We could hang up on you, but we won't. What's up?
Hey, so here's what I think. I heard it once said like this: any publicity is good publicity. So, you know, we're talking about them. They're in the news. This happened. But honestly, I'm thinking about that movie, White Men Can't Jump. Remember Wesley Snipes, Woody Harrelson? And one thing he said to Woody Harrelson, he goes, hey, are you mad? He goes, are you pissed off? He goes, you play better when you're pissed off. I think this is just probably going to help them play even stronger together. And it's good. Sometimes relationships go through rocky places, but I think they'll pull out of it. I think it's going to ultimately help these guys. They're going to come back and get another championship. What do you think?
It's a good point, David. Appreciate the call. Look, here's the thing. Complacency happens, and it happens more than not when the team has experienced success and extended a success for an extended period of time. As we mentioned, you know, between them and the Cavaliers, it's the last four finals. They've won three of the championships. You know, with Durant, they've won two straight. So, sure, at a certain point, that's what I said. If this was a regular season game and this hadn't happened this week, they'd be like, if we lose, no biggie. We'll see him in the playoffs, and that's when it's all decided anyway. And it's harder to get up for a Tuesday night in Brooklyn when you've won back-to-back titles than it is when you're an up-and-coming team trying to make a statement. With that said, sure, it's already a game on the calendar you've circled, but if there are injuries and things like that, you go, it's only a regular season game. It only counts 1/82nd of the season. But now, I think it intensifies everything, and for a viewer, you're going to get a better game.
No doubt.
So, all right. Hang in there, Lonnie. We'll see you. We'll get you after the break. It's hour number one in the book. Still two to go with the big show. It's The Usual Suspects, and we're coming back with more right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.